Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, and we seem to be on the cusp of big. I mean, when Kim Kardashian weighs in, 356 million people on Instagram pictures, not a lot of writing, talking about these are her neighbors. Doubtful, the people that are involved in the so-called ICE raids. And a great piece today. I wish I had used the meme, I guess. Since when did Home Depot become like the Continental Hotel in one of those John Wick where nothing can happen? You can fire thousands of rounds outside it, but you come into the Continental Hotel, all the bad guys have to respect it, otherwise you get murdered. So Home Depot is like the Continental Hotel. You can't be bothering people at Home Depot in L.A. or anywhere else.
Wasn't expecting a John Wick reference this
there
Wednesday
you go.
Morning.
Yeah, but I think it's fairly popular Continental Hotel. Yeah. All right. So the lead today is this story from the Daily Mail that President Trump is set to deploy, they say, ICE tactical units to 5 Democrat-led cities. Those cities, according to them, are New York, Seattle, Chicago, Northern Virginia. Well, that's not a city, but okay. And Philadelphia. I think we could see something, the 9th Street Italian Market, something of that nature. You could see this at any point. So yesterday, you had the mob going back and forth in Philadelphia. And the YouTube footage from 6ABC is pretty telling. I hope the cop doesn't get in any trouble. He was just trying to keep people in line. And as a result of that, they're all over it. 15 arrested, 2 officers injured, tense moments. Is the way the media put it. Well, here we have people, again, just believing they are not going to follow the law. Over in Montgomery County, which strangely, Montgomery County, wow, they have a 4-hour allowance, meaning if they're going to release someone charged with something of that nature, they keep them for 4 hours and they give that notice to ICE. You have 4 hours to get over here. So the beef out in Monco is a woman who posted bail ultimately, but is here illegally. She was charged, if you can imagine, it appears to be a romantic thing, smashing her car into the boyfriend's car and having her young child in the vehicle with her as she smashes her car into the boyfriend's car. She's here illegally. People are going nuts out there in Montgomery County because you know how progressive they are. I was surprised. In Montgomery County, they have a four-hour notice to ICE. Not good. ICE may not get there in time, but it's something. So we'll keep our eye on that. But this is a YouTube alert. I don't care where you are. Stop in the middle of traffic and say, I'm watching YouTube. This is cut seven. And somebody that we had on, Savannah Hernandez, is the voice that you'll hear. She was here in Kensington at one point. And people don't get this. On Twitter, some of them don't get it. It's a black woman on the way to work with these blocked by these two hippy-dippy types that are just almost cartoonish. It's almost like we created them to get people mad. You know, the blocking traffic thing. And Hernandez, the reporter there, yells out, you're going to stop a black woman trying to get to work? They're both white, up and down the line. They look like right out of a cartoon of who would be at these rallies. And they go back and forth over this. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. I would run this in campaign ads. You just can't create this. Now, some people on Twitter says, oh, why does it matter that she's black? Oh, come on, grow up. It matters because to these people, identity matters, you dopes. So when you have a black woman pleading with them, trying to get her car moving, and they're just work, this is more important. What about the immigrant children that are being snatched up and you want to talk about work? When are we going to get this straight with people? When are we going to get this straight? I'm talking right now, and I like the guy. I'm talking to the Philadelphia Police Commissioner. Commissioner, when are you going to get this straight? No one should be able to block me. No one should be able to block anybody on their way home from work or to chemotherapy, as a woman said yesterday. When are we going to get that straight? Move them out of there. Tell them you will disperse. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm being generous. I'm giving 5 seconds. And move them. Do not let them block traffic. All right, here's how it sounded. And again, you got to see this on YouTube. Here's how it sounded.
Not work.
I care so much.
So you don't care about stopping black people from going to work?
Look at this line that you guys are causing. I'm not causing no problems. I'm not trying to. We're just trying to leave.
There you go. This attitude, and who's engendered that? Philadelphia police at the highest level. I'm sorry, no, I'm not pulling any punches with, oh, it's a progressive. Yes. Is Sherelle Parker telling him to do that, or is that the police chief's decision? Come on, chief. I can't influence him anywhere. I got to tell you honestly, it sickens me every time I see cops told that they have to do that. Then after an hour goes by, then they move them. Nobody has the right to block anybody in America. You don't. I don't care about your message. You have a right to free speech, but I don't have to listen. Once had a reverend on here, and he said, yes, from the altar he would preach, even if someone's going to chemotherapy, something like that. We had the right to do this. There's a greater good, Dom. Can you imagine the arrogance of these people? And again, I don't care what they say on Twitter. The point they were making there with a black woman, these people deal in identity. They tell you about that all the time. And even then, they're not going to do it. This is their fun. This is what they do. They block people in traffic. That's where it comes from. Now, we're seeing a little bit of a backlash. The woman in question is the Walmart heiress. She just married a guy, and she's worth $7 billion now, Christy Walton. I think he was the son of the founder. She is called by Breitbart an AWFLS. No, it's safe for work. We can mention this. That is an affluent white female liberal, AWFLS. And she is funding the Days of Defiance and the No King's Day this weekend, big time. You know, all these people come staging infrastructure, all those foreign flags, all the nonsense that they do. She's funding this apparently across the country. Philadelphia's going to have one of the biggest. So now you see Carrie Lake and others. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, nor am I advocating it. Will there be a Walmart boycott? I don't think MAGA's going to boycott Walmart. Walmart is the biggest grocery store seller in the Philadelphia area. But it's interesting. They have tried to distance from this, and they're right, but she makes her money from Walmart. So this is the type of thing we're against. Women, there's a whole gaggle of them that support all this stuff. The insulated crowd. Some of the rallies are going to be in Habertown and Ardmore. These people are insulated from violence. They're insulated from the mobs. Maybe they even have people that work for them cheap illegally. Maybe they do the landscaping or God knows what. They're going to be holding rallies there and they'll do a big one at Independence Hall. All right, a couple of comments before I give you the side question on last night and the primary. Jack Cittarelli won by even more than I thought. He won all 21 counties. All that's good. We're seeing an interesting development, too, that I'm watching. And that is what we're seeing in South Jersey. Steve Sweeney did miserably. He was the only candidate from South Jersey. You're seeing, due to Trump and Trump's inroads in Jersey, that I think people in South Jersey are moving to the Trump column. Maybe they don't call it Republican. They just say Trump. Moving away from the Norcross machine. Moving away from the Democrats. I mean, Sweeney had a long resume. He was the only South Jerseyan. He had all that Norcross muscle and money behind him. And he, I believe, at a final, I think he came in last. I think Trump has a lot to do with this. Now you have people out there saying, well, you know, Mikey Sherrill, they're going to lead with that, is a military veteran. She is. She's also someone who skipped a vote on Lake and Riley and then voted against it the second time around, the second iteration. She's also someone, and I'm glad to see, because I got several feelers from Cittarelli fans of one sort or another, about the fact that she and her husband, through all this constant stock trading, have rung up millions of dollars. I think the figure is $7 million. We're going to see, is there an appetite at this point for somebody to be the face of what Americans hate, all this insider stuff? She's a creature of it, she and the husband. So there's a lot to work with here, and Jack Cittarelli, I think, has a really good shot. What we need is Brannick. He's a more minor candidate, and certainly Spadia, to come clean and say they endorse unity. I haven't seen Spadia do it yet. If I missed it, that's good that we're on the road to do that. You could do it on the radio, the other station over in Jersey. But this is Cittarelli Central until further notice here. Because I think we reached a critical thing to drive out his vote to win this election. I don't see him as the underdog. I wouldn't put him ahead, but there are several things in his favor. He's got pretty good name recognition this time around. He's got Trump, and there are vulnerabilities. Now, I would have rather have had one of the more radical, but she's radical enough. And you're going to see that stock trading, the millionaire, and her votes on things like Lake and Riley. We're going to see how this goes in Jersey. The media is just going to tell you, helicopter pilot, helicopter pilot, helicopter pilot. I think there's a real shot here that Jack Cittarelli can be the new governor. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let me give you the side question, kind of apropos of nothing, but...
Why did this even come up? There was something that...
You just brought it up, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything there. You were just saying, oh, you like this one. You got on a roll, and sometimes when you get on a roll...
There was something, though, that we were talking about that this really piqued... Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it's a great side question. I'm looking forward to it, Dom.
Okay, so... things that you hate to do, but you have no choice.
Sounds like you announcing the side question today.
Yes, yes. No, I'm distracted by an email I just got here. I'll share
from the Washington Post. I just got one from the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
All right. So things you hate to do, but have no choice.
Do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to give you this one because such a road thing. The edging.
Oh,
the edging.
You don't have to do that, though. No, that's completely voluntary.
No, it's not.
I'm talking a row here.
Oh, right. No, see, I would do the lawn and all that. But no, we can't have that. We got to have the edging.
Yeah.
And when we go down the shore, she sees more edging. Those people in Wildwood, the edging is down to the micro. The edging. By the way, somebody sent me an email today and say that's the first thing when they hear my name, they think of edging. But they also told me they saw a shirt. They were thoughtful enough. Where do I have it written down here?
Ooh, a shirt.
And the shirt. Oh, yeah, I have it right here. All right. The shirt said, the t-shirt said, "It's all about the gravy, baby. Not all about the sauce. All about the gravy, baby. If you have that t-shirt and you wear it to Mulligan's, I'm buying you a drink."
Yeah.
Just for the first three. Not anymore after that. Come on now. Can't have 100 people show up.
It's sauce, Tom.
It's all about the gravy,
baby. It's all
about
the sauce.
See, we got
the special sauce.
Spotters out there for 100-mile area.
You say special gravy. I'm running with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. That's exactly right.
And it's red sauce that you get on a red pie and...
Right.
Marinara what? Marinara sauce.
Gravy.
No, get out of here.
Okay, so what's yours?
Well, it's something I feel like I got to do right now. And actually, I think this is why we had the conversation the other day. The phrase pulling the trigger.
Right.
When you're very nauseous and you feel like you just got to stick a finger down there and get it over with, just because you don't really want to have to do it, but you got to because you're not feeling too well, you'll feel better afterwards.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, it's a phrase used often when drinking, but often when someone's nauseous as well. And, how about doing taxes? We'll take off of the board
as that's,
well.
Yeah. Get that green. It's Maisie working on that green eye shade. I got the Christmas present now. All right. Hit us with that. That's the side question. Coming up, if I ever get it, because I can't print from this for some reason.
Yeah, it's unsurprising.
The Free Press, which is kind of liberal. It's slightly liberal. They're smart. They're not progressives. They have a big expose on the Philadelphia public schools. Now, we knew this in general terms, but you hear the specifics. Reading, writing, and racism. Philadelphia public schools. It's like 10 printed pages. I thought we were in the area of stopping DEI. We got a lot of work to do. This is just, is it any wonder why we see these mobs in the streets? When you hear what they're being told in the Philadelphia public schools, it's even more than I thought about Ronald Reagan, about the national anthem. They are beyond fraudulent. School choice will liberate us, and then let the idiots go to these big city public schools. Let they and their parents choose to be idiots. All right, phone lines are 855-839-12.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10. All right, it is Dom time. Something that you just have to do, even though you don't want to. That's a side question. It got its way in there. We got some great ones coming up, too. I can't even decide. We got so many in the docket. All right, in addition to that, I love this. I've been saving this since I saw it last night. President Trump met with the House and Senate, and Dave McCormick will be here coming up. So we'll take you inside the big, beautiful bill, which is being helped by what's going on in L.A. And he showed them some polling, some extensive polling on elements that are in the big, beautiful bill. Now, some of these, to me, are kind of disappointing. They thought they were good. Here are some of the things that are in the big, beautiful bill, the main ones. Modernizing air traffic control, 82% in favor to 10% opposed. Who are the people opposed? 10% of them. Providing a 15% tax cut to working families, 82% on board, 10% opposed. Increasing the child tax credit to $2,500, 81 to 12. Ending the tax on tips, 77 to 18. Now, I have a higher priority. I would cut the taxes even more on overtime pay, but that did win 74 to 18. Making Trump's tax cuts permanent to avoid a 22% tax increase, that only won 53 to 34 to make it permanent. They think that's good. Okay, I'll go with that. Some of the most vulnerable items, House Republicans said, they have qualms about the way Trump's deportation effort is being carried out. And they talked about also the Medicaid stuff. Are those numbers good, though? Maybe that's just America. Maybe that means that in America, you just can't get a really good number, like a 90%. On just about anything. I was heartened by some of it, though. So that's what's going on behind the scenes with it. Watch for Philadelphia to become one of the cities where this next few days, particularly into the weekend with these big protests here, to become really important. All right, so just a quick, you probably know this, but I just emphasize it. Why is the Jack Ciattarelli thing so important? Well, here's the reason. It looks to me like it's going to be an uphill battle to win in Virginia this year, the governor's race. Here, it is very doable. If we win, not only how refreshing this will be. I mean, think of how long we've got. You know what it's like doing talk radio? We never try. I got Cory Booker on once. It was at the convention. He did that Johnny Carson stuff, the bowing and all. So he sat down with me. It was at the 16 convention, I guess it was. You're not getting Andy Kim on. That guy's not coming on talk radio 12 to 10. We're 0 for 2. I don't even know who the senators are in Delaware. It's such a backwater. Then when you go to Pennsylvania, we have Dave McCormick now. Since Casey's not there, Fetterman's pretty tough. And then you look at the local delegation. The only one I've ever had on was the Dean of Decency. And we argued about potholes, of all things. She was still a state rep then. She wasn't the congresswoman. Think we're getting Mary Gay Scanlon or the Houlihan on? Can you imagine in that office when Dan sends over a directive? Do they set it on fire or do they even bother anymore? Right?
The special fax machine that shreds, or goes right into a shredder, you know?
Yeah. Josh Shapiro has, said he would come on. I know we never do a face-to-face, Dan. You know what the reason is? Height. I'll be blunt about it. I doubt it that he would. We had negotiations there when he was running. Jersey, Phil Murphy. Can you imagine? We're in a no man's land. So if we have a Jack Cetarelli there, we have access to actually talking with the governor. And I've seen him talk more about the plastic bag ban and overriding that with executive order and a bunch of other things. This is doable, whether you're in Jersey or not, it doesn't matter. This would also set up the narrative for the midterms. The Trumpism, Trump candidates, conservative values, stopping illegal immigration, all those things, that's the winning side. It would make the midterms a lot better. If he loses, then the narrative is going to be the other way. And I told you where the difficulty is with Mikey Sherrill, and that is the money, she and the husband. Millions of dollars in stock deals turning around on a dime. All right, that's one area. The other is illegal immigration. But you'll see all the local media, helicopter pilot. That's all that you'll hear. All right, let's go to Anthony in Delco. And Anthony, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anthony, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, thank you. I heard you mention earlier about these protests that are going around, and specifically we're talking about one in Haverford. And it's actually not a rally. It's advertised as a mass protest. And in the description, it says where we take over the streets, no kings. And this started to leak out within the residents of Haverford Township within the past 48 hours. So people started contacting their commissioners. Most are extremely progressive, asking them why wasn't the public notified. They want to do this on Eagle Road, which is congested 15 hours out of the day to begin with. Just Monday, there was a big commissioners meeting with a comprehensive plan that a lot of people were against. And if you read between the lines, it's basically a comprehensive plan goes in, loosen up the zoning codes and start to urbanize Haverford, which was known as a suburban community. So what I'm, Dom, when you mentioned it, what happens now, if you click the link, it pretty much says this event is unable to be found. So what we believe is going on is when people started to make inquiries, the progressive commissioners are still staying quiet about it, that they're going to try and pull a fast one and sneak it in. And maybe you can use your influence to start snooping around in Haverford and see what's going on with it.
So they're going to shut down the streets?
Well, they don't say it specifically, but if you know the Eagle Road corridor, where we want to do this, it's gridlock. On Monday night's commissioners meeting, that was a big concern about wanting to add density to the township, where the main arteries, Eagle Road, Manoa Road, to name a few, Darby Road, Eagle the worst, is congested all day long. You can't move. It's gridlock. So if you had 10 people protesting, it's going to increase.
Well, they don't care about that because they want to slow it down. They want to bother everybody. They want to force their message on us.
Yes. And Dom, one other huge red flag is we find it hard to believe that Monday that they didn't know about this. They made a proclamation about Gay Pride Month, and they raised the gay LGBTQ thing flag in front of the township building, which is fine. But we had a lieutenant colonel retired there, asked about, you didn't say anything about the Army's birthday. You didn't say anything about that. But first and foremost, they didn't say anything about this big rally, and it's impossible for them not to know. But they have been contacted via lots of emails, and still nothing. Crickets from them.
Okay, we'll continue to be on that, Anthony. What is it you have to do that you don't want to?
Dom, it's the lawn. All this rain, cutting that grass. You cut it, and 2 days later, it's 10 inches again.
All right, that's a good one in the context of the rain, bringing it that way. All right, got a lot to unpack with Senator Dave McCormick. We're also going to talk with Jeff Andrew today, and we're going to talk with the chairman of the Republicans in Pennsylvania. Their big thing is to defeat not one, not two, but three Supreme Court justices. We'll take your calls, too, on the side question. 855-839-1210. I make it even money with Jack Cetarelli. I don't think he's the favorite. I don't think he's behind. I know Jersey, more Democrats and all that, but this is a good cycle for him. And I think he's got the stuff to do it. And he's got Trump. Can we put him over the top? 855-839-1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big gas with all the stuff breaking around us, particularly in the Senate. Somebody who really has made that seat a seat of consequence versus a backbencher seat. And that's what he ran on. If you had to boil it down, that's Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, thanks for restoring Pennsylvania to the front. Oh, I would say 7 or 8 chairs on the deck there.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good
to hear your voice. How's everything?
It's great. So let's start off with some commendations here. $20 billion from Amazon.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? You know, it was on Monday. I was in Berwick, Pennsylvania, which is 6 miles from where I grew up, Dom. And we announced Governor Shapiro was there. He had been working on this as well and had been really leading the charge. And we announced $20 billion of new investment in data centers across Pennsylvania, 2 data center campuses, one in Bucks County, one in Berwick, right outside of Columbia County. And these are going to create thousands of direct jobs, thousands of building trade jobs, and thousands of indirect jobs, a huge boon. It's the largest investment in Pennsylvania's history. And, you know, what I said on the campaign trail, which I really believe, is Pennsylvania is blessed with abundant energy, with great water resources, with an incredible skilled workers, with the building trades, with wonderful universities that can create the technical workforce we need. And we just got to go out and tell that story. And this is a great example of a big success.
Now, I read in one place, at least, that Dave McCormick may have changed his mind, nuanced it or something, when it comes to tariffs. We see the president announcing philosophically the deal with China, doubling the details, though. So what changed you a little bit, and what do you think of the China deal, at least as we've seen it so far?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's nuanced. I would have said 20 years ago that I wasn't in favor of tariffs.
Okay.
So I definitely have changed my mind. And I think it was something that was changing over time, but certainly changed when I did, you know, 500 visits across the campaign trail, which is the bottom line is we are not being fairly treated around the world. If you look at the tariffs mm-hmm. or non-tariff barriers in the European Union with China, with Mexico, and the president ran on reciprocal tariffs as a means for achieving fair trade. And the worst offender of all these is China, the worst offender. They have all sorts of subsidies. They have tariffs. They have non-tariff barriers. And we're going to have to hold them to account. I don't know the specifics of the deal other than it appears to be essentially further clarification on how the Geneva Agreement was going to be implemented. And the key thing here for us is to ensure that we get access to rare earth metals, access to magnets, access to the kind of capabilities we need to move forward, and that we have tariffs on China until they lower their non-tariff barriers or tariffs. And, you know, that's going to be a long negotiation coming. It appears that this announcement's a good first step in the right direction.
Something in the Big Beautiful Bill that I've seized on, I've launched a podcast about school choice. It's really taken off and heavily backed. There is upwards of $5 billion in there, at least the House passed it, and I talked with the guy who drove it, Senator, where you put in the money and then you get that relief on your income tax. Can you tell us about this? Is there support for it in the Senate? I think it's the greatest liberator that we have, but what do you say?
I'm with you. I co-sponsored that legislation with Senator Cassidy. I think absolutely the path forward for equal opportunity. We did a coffee this morning with a bunch of Pennsylvanians. There was a woman there who represented the public school teachers and was you know sort of pushing me on my support for school choice. And I said to them what I said, you know, I've said for years, which is this is the best way to give opportunity for everyone. And my preference in the bill would have been $10 billion over 10 years. The House version had $5 billion. I think it'll stay in. I'm a strong advocate of this. I've, you know, every senator sort of gets to weigh in on the things that are most important for them. And this is one of my top ones because I honestly think I got elected to help ensure the American dream is available for everyone in Pennsylvania. That's Republicans, Democrats, any race, religion, political orientation. And the way to level the playing field and create that opportunity for everyone is school choice. So this is a great step forward. I think and hope it'll be in the final bill, and I'll be a big supporter.
Well, that's certainly good news. Republicans seem to be, I've tried to bill it as the third rail. We know Medicare, Social Security, very difficult. But Medicaid now, and it's a simple principle, threading the needle here with Medicaid, where does Dave McCormick go as far as, look, we want to protect people, but due to COVID and Biden policies, we have millions of people that shouldn't be on it?
Right. Listen, I think we need to start with the facts and just make sure everybody understands the facts. The first two facts are, number one, Medicaid has been the fastest growing program in the mm-hmm. federal budget for mm-hmm. the last 5 years. It's grown by $250 billion annually, Dom, just in the last 5 years. So it's almost as big as the defense budget and growing faster. That's the first point. Second point, all these headlines you're reading about Medicaid cuts, I want to make sure you know what's in the proposal. The proposal from the House is suggesting that we slow the rate of growth from 5% a year to 3% a year. So that's what's being proposed in the House bill. That saves money in the budget because the projections are 5%. So there's no reducing how much we're spending on Medicaid. There's only increasing it at a slower rate. The third point is, I agree with you. We should protect vulnerable people, children, people with disabilities, women mm-hmm. with dependents, the people that were not designed for the program. These are not the people the program is for, are working age men without dependents and illegal immigrants. And the work requirements that are in the House bill would ensure that you don't get Medicaid unless you're working or have demonstrated the willingness to work. Here's the requirement, and just for your listeners to understand, it's 80 hours a month.
Yeah.
80 hours a month, and it can be volunteer work, right?
Right.
I mean, when I was the first 30 years of my career, I mostly worked 80 hours a week. This is 80 hours a month to be eligible. I think it's what common sense Pennsylvanians want. Nobody wants handouts. People want to have the opportunity to work. I also think it's the dignity of work. I'm very much in favor of this. I want to make sure we don't misdesign it in some way where we hurt the people who were meant to protect. I want to protect the benefits for the vulnerable, but I also think we need to rein this program in so the people who it was not designed for aren't unnecessarily receiving the benefits.
I don't think you talk enough about it. I know how prideful it is, and I wanted to give you an opportunity because I saw on Twitter you talked about your outfit, remembering that when the president was at Fort Bragg, when you're in the 82nd Airborne, that's like the legacy. I mean, that is the creme de la creme of that. Well, what attracted you to go that route versus other routes in the military?
Well, it's the really incredible history of that unit that the 82nd jumped into Normandy on D-Day. It's been at every major battle throughout American history. And the great thing about paratroopers in the 82nd is they volunteer twice. They volunteer for the 82nd. They volunteer for the Army, and then they volunteer for the 82nd. So you get a special brand of soldier, men or woman who are willing to throw themselves out of an airplane to support.
How many jumps have you made?
I think when I retired, I think I had something like 70.
I was
a jump master, and the jump masters are the guys that are in charge of the airplane and put the jumpers out. And I'll do a quick story on this, Dom, which is what I loved about the Army, what I loved about the 82nd. In my platoon, when I got there, I had an African-American kid from Newark. I had a kid from Southern Alabama. I had a kid from Boston who had dropped out of college. I had a Puerto Rican platoon sergeant who was in his early 30s at the time. He seemed like he was ancient. And I went to Iraq with those folks. I never remember ever having a conversation about religion. I never remember talking about race. I never remember talking about politics. I couldn't have told you who was what politically. What brought us together was a love of country, a desire to serve and protect America, and a commitment to one another, to keep one another safe. And that's what we're celebrating now, the 250th anniversary of the Army. I think it's, for me, the thing I'm most proud of and grateful for in terms of all the things I've had a chance to do in my life.
Well, when you're jumping out of plane 70 times, all that other stuff, I think, gets put aside.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir.
I have to ask you, because every time we talk, there's great strides with this, both on the Trump level, your level, et cetera. What can you tell us is the latest with crypto?
Well, the big thing now on the docket, I think this week, will be a vote on the Genius Act. That is essentially creates a stable coin, which will allow people to transact in dollars. So stable coins is a cryptocurrency, but it's designated in dollars. And that'll give people a lot of freedom to be able to transact, to be able to send money, to have that money be secure. It's the first foray into making crypto even more pervasive. It's great for the U.S. dollar, because if stable coins are where people start to use and transact with, that'll reinforce the dollar as the reserve currency. And there's more to come. I think there'll be legislation on a broader framework of regulation to give the crypto industry certainty. But I think we got to win this battle. The technology around blockchain and crypto is critical for innovation. It's also critical for securing the global financial system. So one step forward.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you. As always, great stuff. Continue, and
thank
you for the service now and before. Thank you, Senator, very much.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
All right, Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. He co-sponsored the bill that's in there, and he's right. I wish it were $10 billion or $20 billion or whatever we need to get out of the Philadelphia public schools. As I mentioned, the Free Press has a big piece up. Thanks to Philly Republican Doc on Twitter sending it to me. It's stunning to see the Free Press report of the stuff that they're doing, even stuff that, I mean, come on. National anthem, taking that out, the attacks on Ronald Reagan that are unbelievable. And this is all their curriculum, all their mentality. I thought we got rid of DEI. We'll give you more details on that. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in right now. We'll talk with Jeff Andrew at 1 o'clock. But on the Mikey Sherrill thing, Scott Presler has a nice piece up. As a congresswoman, she voted, of course, against the Lake and Riley Act, and I believe was not present for one of the procedural votes on it. She voted in support in the 117th Congress of Joe Biden's agenda 100% of the time. Come on, Mikey, just one vote. They would have allowed you one vote against it. And since 2019, she has more than tripled her net worth. That's pretty good. It's amazing when you're in Congress, suddenly you're a stock market genius. This is going to be pursued during the campaign. Are we going to reach a point where the media will say she's got some explaining to do? If she does, how does she explain that? 7 million, I believe, is one number I've seen out there. Uptick. Wow, she's a genius. She ought to be governor. Or is she and her husband, are they an example of the Pelosi syndrome, where people double and triple their net worth because they know when something's coming? 855-839-1210, you get in. You know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you can get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. I recently had a chance to talk to Joyce, a listener, new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist say that she needed dentures. Well, Joyce told me, I met her over at Dr. Bentz. Look at me, I may be vintage, but I'm not old, and dentures are going to make me old. I'm not doing that. She heard me talking about Dr. Bentz, and right there, she said she made a turn, called, got in with Dr. Bentz, got her dental implants, and she's doing great. She's very happy with them. We talked about Dr. Bentz, his confidence, his ability, the technology, the diagnostic tools. When you have all that, why would you go anywhere else? Call Dr. Bentz, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Make that initial appointment, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You get on board. You got the side question. Now, think outside the box. It's all in the call. Something that you really dread doing. Something that you got to do, but you dread doing it. All right? It's all in the call. Make it sparkle, and we'll go from there. The L.A. thing is coming to Philadelphia. You saw the protests last night. You've seen them now in at least 15 cities. We'll see what ICE does next. I think they'll ratchet up across the country rather than standing down. You have people in L.A. City Council asking the police chief, why can't he tell them when ICE is going to make a, quote, raid? He said it's illegal. I can't tell you where they're going to be, and they're making a raid, particularly you people on L.A. City Council. They have in their head that they're going to do what they want. That's it in L.A. Against laws, whatever. They don't care. They're going to do what they want. Well, they're being told by the president, no, you're not. And it's going to happen here in Philadelphia. Jim Kenney, and I'll give it some of it in the next hour. The Washington Post has that guy write an op-ed. I wonder how many people it took to have Jim Kenney write an op-ed. I can just imagine. And you know what he says? How smart it is to be a sanctuary city. All right, yeah, the old dance, that clown. Come on, Jim. Let's debate how smart you are, all right? I'd rather have Jim Kenney than Larry Kane, Krasner. I don't know. It's a tight. Both of them at once.
Sanctuary city.
Yeah. How did that guy? Sherelle Parker's just lucky in life, following Jim Kenney. Who would you like to follow? You know, you got to do better after that. All right, Mike in Bridgeton. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just calling about the sidewalk thing where they busting up the sidewalks and using them
yes.
as weapons.
Yep.
It's like the sidewalk is a symbol of civilization. Like, they built that to, you know, one step up from the streets and the mud, and people push their baby strollers on it and kids on their bikes, and blind people can walk, not get run over. And yet now they're busting them up and using them as weapons. It's like a new low.
Hey, Mike, tell me, when you're not calling, are you a poet? That was very poetic. They're breaking civilization when you're thinking of the curb. You're exactly right. It's not just
it's
a piece of something.
Sign.
It's a civilization, right?
Yep. And then next day, you know, you got broken sidewalks and people tripping out into the street. And it's just it's a really bad sign. I never even thought of it.
Oh, no. Well, you know, each time they do something, they add a little wrinkle to it because this is their life. It's their creativity, Mike. Good counter by you. What's your answer to the side today, Mike?
Oh, I know it's not going to happen, but just never having to look at Gavin Newsom again.
Being forced to look at Gavin Newsom.
Being forced to listen to Gavin. Come on, Al. Do you think the guy has good hair?
He comes with buttered toast.
Well, look, I had him in studio, and I would tell you, he couldn't have been nicer. And I know he's a politician, but he's got the California thing down when you're up close to him that you can't even imagine. It was February, and he had that glow, that tan, the whole thing. Thank you, Mike, very much. I like that. They're breaking up civilization. Even folded the shirt a certain way. He didn't have a tie on at all. You know, he's got it. And at the spin room, he does project that. I think beneath it, he'll crack pretty easily, but the veneer looks impressive, looks presidential. All right, that's a good one, though. That's outside the box. Something you have to do. Now we got to look at Gavin Newsom, but you don't want to. By the way, a little AI story. I heard this on a sports channel yesterday. The Phillies pitcher, Lizardo, got rocked the last two times, and you know he's throwing the ball, velocity the same and all that. Is he tipping his pitches, Dan? Guess what they use to determine is he tipping his pitches? AI. Oh, my God. Am I relying on AI versus somebody who's been in baseball like 50 years, a grizzled scouter? Is that guy tipping his pitches? Or am I going to go, he's tipping his pitches? What else are they? I mean, Tulsi Gabbard ran the JFK files through AI. I'm not doing that. You got to stop it. Let's see what AI says about this. All right, we'll talk with Jeff Van Drew about the Jersey primary. The wind tunnel people, the wind turbine people, are shutting down big time in South Jersey. And a couple of other things he's involved in. His subcommittee's on to something big. He's next, and your calls, big 1 o'clock hour, Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.